Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged.
We're finding out more and more each day about Ben Johnson, and there was a pick that was made with Ozzie Trapillo where you go, huh, that's interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with him. We thought that we would reach out to someone who has been watching Ben Johnson call offenses for the last few years. Lions legend, Super Bowl winner, friend of the score, Lomas Brown, now joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Lomas, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem, my good man.
You know, Lomas, you always bring a smile. Anytime Lawrence or I talk about you, or anytime your name comes up, you go a long way back with the station from when you were a player and would come on every once in a while. And now, knowing football as you do and having worked in it as long as you have since you were a great, great player, we got questions. We got questions for you. I guess the first one would be this. Do you think the right tackle and the left tackle are the same in terms of importance in the league as they were when you played, or a decade ago, or even 5 years ago? Like, where's the league going, and how does Ben Johnson see the right tackle and the left tackle in terms of importance?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think now, I just think now they're basically about the same. It used to be a big difference, like you say, back in the day, but look, all your tackles, all these guys coming into the league, the one thing we know, that they are athletic. And that's the one thing that's really superior to what we have, is how athletic these guys are. So to me, if you got an athletic tackle, he could play either way as Penei Sewell. He could play left, or he could play the right side like he plays. So, and Penei could play anything else he wanted to play, but he's a different breed. But what I'm saying, he's a true athlete. And if you have an athlete along that offensive line, it's all about the technique and grinding themselves in the technique and becoming great in your technique. But if you're an athlete, you can move along that offensive line nowadays.
Okay, well, that brings up a really interesting question, Lomas, because Darnell Wright, who plays right tackle for the Bears, is a really good athlete. And when it came to the relative athletic score, his numbers were off the chart. He was doing stuff that receivers were doing. Knowing what you know about the position and knowing what you know about the league, can that guy make that move? And if you're the Bears, would you even consider moving him over to the left side?
Well, he is a veteran. So, yes, you know, and again, he's a, like you guys say, he's an athletic guy. Now, again, it's going to be some growing pains because, again, that is a different animal over there. When I say that, I'm talking about the pass rushers that you face over on that side on a consistent basis. See, what Ben Johnson is going to be looking for, yeah, you could put a guy out there that can get it done. You know, one or two games, you know, a game here, a game there. What you guys have to have and what he's looking for is a guy that can give you 17 and soon to be 18 games. you know, consistency. And that's what you have to be able to get out of your lineman, any lineman along that offensive line. So, yeah, it's going to be some growing pains. But as you guys say, he is an athlete, and it's all about, again, him getting grounded in his fundamentals, his footwork, things like that.
When you talk about Penei Sewell that way as an athlete, I don't know about you, Lawrence, I thought of Mookie Betts, who can, like, bowl 300 games and, you know, play any position on the baseball field. Penei could probably do anything. Why have they left him at right tackle? Why? I mean, Taylor Decker's no slouch. It's a former first-round pick. It's, you know, he's obviously good, but Panay's better, and everybody knows it. So why has it stayed the way it is, I wonder?
Man, hey, look, you stockpile good linemen. When you got good linemen, you stockpile them. I mean, you don't get rid of Taylor Decker, to me, to move a Penei Sewell over to the left side. A Taylor Decker, we know, is a little older than the Penei Sewell, so, okay, we let that play its course out. You know, whatever that looks like in a few years, whether he wants to lead the game or money makes him lead the game or whatever reason it is, but you don't get rid of good linemen. You stockpile linemen when you have good linemen. And so I agree with them leaving Penei over there. We know eventually he will go over to the left side if they need to. You know, they may draft a guy that they may be able to fit over there and leave Penei over on the right side. So, to me, stockpile them. Get as many as you can.
Lomas Brown is a Lions legend. He's also on the Lions Radio Network as an analyst and hosts Sports Wrap on WJR Radio. You know Ben way better than we do. What are the things that you think we should be looking at to learn more about him, and what do you think is going to be his biggest challenge going from being coordinator to the big whistle and head coach?
Yeah, well, it sounded like a baby Dan Campbell listening to some of those quotes that he said early in the show. I mean, I'm like, wow, is that Dan Campbell saying that? Because it's a lot of the things that we've been used to hearing with Dan Campbell. I think the one thing, man, wait till y'all going out to training camp. Wait till you see training camp. It's going to be it's going to be totally different. That's the first thing that you guys are going to notice, how he is, how intense training camp is, the enthusiasm around it. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch how they are. That's so you're going to automatically notice that. And then, again, with Ben, I'm telling you, oh, my gosh, man, you're not going to appreciate it till the season starts and you get into it, but the creativity is going to be off the chain. I'm telling you, man, it was just mind-boggling some of the things that he would think about doing. I mean, think about that. Jared with the fake fumble, you know, and stuff. I mean, who does that? Who have your quarterback stumble like he's stumbling around and everything? But when we heard that initially, they said that Ben wanted Jared to actually fumble the ball. But they later talked him out of that. But think about some of the stuff he does. Like I say, with Penei Sewell throwing passes, going in motion, splitting him all the way out like he's a receiver. There's just so much that you guys are going to appreciate and really say wow to when this offense comes alive and Ben Johnson puts his fingerprint all over it.
Well, tell us more about this training camp that you're referring to, because it's a country club these days, Lomas. But, you know, he's got Antoine Randle with him, too. We're excited about that. That's his assistant head coach. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's the first thing you guys are going to notice. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch the enthusiasm. Watch the trash talking. Watch how they get up in there, like, because I'm quite sure y'all going to watch how they interact with the players. I'm telling you, it's going to be something different that if you've been out there, it's going to be something different to see, something different to witness. And then that's when you're going to get that feel of how you think that the 2025 Chicago Bears team is going to be all about. Enthusiasm, fighting for each other, that grit that we call it here in Detroit. Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it when you're out there. You'll see it.
You know, Lomas, they drafted a kid named Luther Burden, a wide receiver, and he's been likened to Jamison Williams a bit, and that's a guy who needed some difficult coaching. And Luther Burden seems to need some difficult coaching. Did you see Ben and or Antoine do some real work with Jameson Williams?
Absolutely. I mean, again, there's a couple of instances, especially with Antoine, when Jameson did something boneheaded on the field. Oh, my goodness. I remember one episode where I forgot who we were playing this year, but Jameson did something bad on the field, and he was going back and forth with Randall L., and then you just see Randall L. point his finger at him, and you knew it was over with right then. Like, Randall L. had enough of it and everything and stuff. So, yes, you'll see it. I'm telling you, man, when you're just kind of feel it from the coaches, and they're going to all buy in. If Ben is anything how Dan was here, their whole coaching staff is going to buy in. Therefore, the coach is going to buy in. Therefore, the players, they're going to buy into it too.
You know what's weird, Lomas? I didn't think that Dan Campbell's style would work, and it's worked so well that he now has two of his coordinators are head coaches, you know, like in the league.
I know.
So what do you think both of those guys, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, what do you hope they took from Dan Campbell?
I think the thing I hope they took from Dan Campbell is it's a certain way that you play this game. Don't forget when we weren't that good. And I'm not good with the numbers, but the last game of the season, this probably was 3 years ago
against the Packers when you guys were eliminated a couple hours before kickoff and they were still playing for a playoff spot.
Exactly right. And those guys had nothing to play for, and going into, it was a night game. Remember, we thought we were going to get the earlier game, too. We ended up getting the primetime game, the night game. That's how we were thinking earlier in that week, got the primetime game. So they knew everything was over with. But them guys went out there and refused to let them guys go out there and lay down. And those guys refused to go out there and lay down. And it was a fight. It was a fight all the way to the end. And Kirby Joseph ended that fight with intercepting Aaron Rodgers, and we won that. And I'm telling you, ever since then, this team, this city, man, this organization has been on the upswing. And it's a certain way that you play Detroit Lion football now. It's a certain type of Detroit Lion player that can only play for the Detroit Lions here. And that's what I expect to see from the Jets. That's what I expect to see from the Chicago Bears. You're going to have to fit their mold. You're going to have to be a certain type of player to play for Ben Johnson, to play for Aaron Glenn, just like it is here with under Dan Campbell.
Lomas, Ben Johnson said at his introductory press conference, "I kind of like beating Matt LaFleur twice a year." He said that at a presser. The other day, Matt LaFleur said, "They got a good coach now in Chicago. Just ask him." So he took a little shot back.
And I like it.
Don't you like it?
We love it. Ben has added a little, I don't know if you guys into the seasoning, but that slap your mama, you know, that seasoning. Hey, Ben don't add a little slap your mama right back here in Detroit. Ben don't say a few things that don't add a little spice back here in the Motor City. So we can't wait to face Ben, too. So I'm telling you, the NFC North, it came back last year. It's going to come back with a boom this year. I'm telling you, man. And you know what the thing that I'm nervous about for both our teams, for us and them, I'm just hoping. And he may not be the same, but I just hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to Minnesota.
Oh, he would just drag them down.
Go there because if he got anything in the gas tank,
he doesn't.
He takes them to a whole nother level.
Lomas, I've been trying to warn my partner.
No,
that I don't think the Aaron Rodgers to Vikings thing is over with.
No, it's not. Until he signs even if he retires, I'm still nervous. Until he signs with another team, I'm telling you, that's the only thing that scares me right now in this division is Aaron Rodgers going to the Minnesota Vikings.
We found the place where we can bond. We've all been scarred by Aaron Rodgers. Like, let's talk about where he hurt us on the football field.
No, it's true. It is. Speaking of quarterbacks, Loma, since you got a chance to see Caleb Williams a little bit last year and see some of the things that he can do, do you think it'll be easy for him to learn some of the stuff that Jared Goff was able to learn under Ben Johnson?
I tell you what, it's going to be a hard thing to do as far as let me take that back. I know he's going to get some hard coaching. I know that. I know I've seen Ben in action. You know, from the outside looking in. Okay, so I'm from the outside looking in, so I can't say I've seen them within the walls. But from the outside looking in, Caleb's going to get some hard coaching. You know what I'm saying? And, again, it's going to be how he handles it. He's going to have to handle it. It's still going to be some ups and downs throughout the season, as we all know. Even if you're a veteran, you're going to have ups and downs. But he's going to have to handle the hard coaching, and he's going to have to be able to soak it in and know that it's just coaching. He's just being coached. It's just a different way of being coached, and that's what he's just going to have to handle. To me, he has the talent. He has all the talent in the world, you know, and he just has to get confidence in his offensive line. That was one of the biggest things I noticed last year. He wasn't confident in his offensive line because the minute he goes back and drops on his back foot, his feet were moving. His feet were hardly ever set. And anytime you got a quarterback where his feet is always moving back there in the pocket like that, a lot of times he's not confident in his offensive line and his protection in front of him. So I think what you guys add, Jonah Jackson and the other guy, I think that's going to go a long ways towards helping them, because y'all did a nice job in the middle of that offensive line shoring it up. And we know that's where quarterbacks don't like pressure coming from.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, Drew Dahlman in the center and Joe Thuney on the left and Jonah Jackson, and they made that an immediate priority. So they saw what you saw about those feet not staying stable at the back of his drop. What clicked for Jared Goff when he started playing this way? You've been there a long time, man, and Goff was pretty broken when he got there, and it wasn't real good for a while, and there's all sorts of stories, but from your perspective, what was there a light bulb, or what started happening?
I think for me, I just think it's Jared's confidence in the guys up front, and that may sound simple, and like I say, you guys have done a great job of doing that. But again, think about Jared. Jared is more of a stationary guy. So you know where Jared is. They know when the defense wants to hunt Jared Goff, they know where he's going to be at and everything. So Jared relies a lot more on that protection. And I think that's where Jared is in his comfort zone. I think Jared, when he has the time to scan the field, and he knows the offense so well. I mean, he was like a co-coordinator out there for Ben Johnson. So he knew every aspect, especially going into this year. He was making check downs. He knew every aspect of that offense, and there wasn't hardly a play when he wouldn't come up there and adjust that offense in some type of way, shape, or form. You know, he would adjust the offense almost every play. So I know him being confident in the playbook and his ability to change plays and do what he needed to do. But I also think he gained a lot of confidence when he got to L.A., being able to come behind a very good offensive line. And I think it may sound simple, but I'm telling you, you'll see a world of difference in Caleb because of those guys up front.
All right, incredible stuff from Lomas Brown about the Lions and Ben Johnson and the Bears. Here's the main reason we called, though. Lawrence and I went to a great place called Sweet Mandy B's the other day. I had an item, and so did Lawrence. We wonder which one you would have enjoyed. I had a banana caramel cake, which was with some custard.
And I had a giant sea salt caramel brownie.
Which one? for you, Lomas?
So I would have went with the caramel cake, only because the brownie, after a while, it gets stuck in the teeth, especially with the sea salt. You had the sea salt on there. You know, it gets a little stuck in the big fella's teeth, you know, with the brownie. So I probably would have went with the caramel cake.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been disappointed, man.
No, you would not have. And you're right.
But to be honest with you, you probably could have put both of them there, and I would have finished off both.
So see?
That might have been my honest answer right there.
Lomas, this is why you're our guy, man, because that's the right answer.
That's the truth.
For sure. Sir, this was a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us some intel. And have a great rest of your summer, and we'll bother you as camp starts up.
Sounds great, fellas. Take care.